When you become a homeowner, gone are the days of calling the landlord for any creak or leak. Maintaining a residence on your own can be a big responsibility, especially if you're short on cash and unsure of what you're doing. And if your home is of a certain age, say it was built during the days of lead paint, repairing that crack in the ceiling is going to take a lot more than just caulk and paint.
80% of our housing in the U.S. is younger than 50 years. Using modern materials on an old house can actually damage it. So what we decided to do was to get together and teach workshops, hands-on. This is how you do it.
That's Sharon Ferraro, one of the creators of the Old House Network. The nonprofit was created in 2003 and allows admirers and homeowners alike to bond over their love of old homes and learn how to keep them in shape.
So they decide they buy an old house and they say, well, I need to update some of the wiring, I need to refinish the floors, I need to rebuild the front porch steps, and it needs to be painted. So which one of these should I take on by myself? What we do is try to give people enough information that they can decide whether they should hire a professional or whether they should give it a try themselves. We also talk about things like building codes and building permits and electrical permits and all that kind of stuff so they understand what the legal ramifications are.
Every few years, the network stages a great unveiling, where volunteers tear down old siding from an aging home. Ferraro got the idea from her friend Bob Yap, a home preservationist and former public television show host.
We'll come to your house and we'll take the siding off, and then you can see what's underneath. And then you can fix it up, and that'll be a way of restoring your old house and getting rid of this siding. I thought that was a great idea because it's something that volunteers can get involved with. It's something that a homeowner who really wants an old house but doesn't like the vinyl siding or the aluminum siding or whatever's on it can just take it off and see what's underneath and what they want to restore.
This year, the unveiling will take place in the Stewart neighborhood on Elm Street at the home of Jeff Shuda and Max Tibbetts. The home's roof caught fire after a lightning strike in 2010. Shuda and Tibbetts are the fourth owners the home has had in 4 years.
I believe it was built in 1886. Our fear was that this house was going to go to dangerous buildings and probably be torn down. And there's so much of the character of the house left that we wanted to be sure that it was saved and could become another diamond back in the neighborhood.
The fire was contained to the top floor, but the entire home is being renovated. There's a chain of measuring, hammering, and sawing occurring both in and outside of the house.
The front part is totally down to studs because that's where the fire was. The lightning, struck the house.
The Stewart Area Restoration Association and Habitat for Humanity will also be involved in the unveiling. Shuda says the siding dates back to the 19-teens, and their plan is to donate what is salvageable to other homes in need. This is the 26th home that the couple has restored together. Nostalgia aside, Shuda says maintaining older homes helps to keep property value in a neighborhood intact.
When we had the great crash of the property values in the early 2000s, the Stewart neighborhood didn't go down as far as the other places, and we've actually the values are going back up, so they actually retain their value. The houses as people are statements about the community. I mean, these were folks that took lots of care in building and a lot of pride in the building, and we want to be able to preserve that as well.
Ferraro feels that the organization's approach of education by preservation is one that is constantly presenting new opportunities.
It's amazing how generous people are when you ask them and when you have a specific purpose, and especially when your goal is to further empower people by teaching them skills. So you're not just, we're going to come and paint your house for you. We want to teach you how to paint your house safely so that your kids are safe, so that you're safe, and so you do a good job. It's going to last a long time.
The great unveiling will be held Saturday at 9 a.m. For more information, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.